This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake-Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and become the persons they are meant to be in Jesus Christ. As I read through the Bible, it's amazing to me how interested God is in detail. For example, when he gave Moses the instructions for building the temple, everything had exact specifications. So God chose someone who could get it done. The Bible says the Lord said to Moses, "Look, I have specifically chosen Bezalel, son of Uri, grandson of Ur, one of the tribe of Judah. I have filled him with the Spirit of God, giving him wisdom, ability, and expertise in all kinds of crafts. He's a master craftsman, expert in working with gold, silver, and bronze. He's skilled in engraving and mounting gemstones and in carving wood. He is a master at every craft." Wow, what a way to describe a person. There's a lot to learn from God's appointing of Bezalel and what Bezalel did. A lot there I still need to understand. Here's what I know for sure. Certain principles hold true for building a beautiful work of art, whether it's a painting or a piece of elegantly crafted woodwork, or putting together an effective team or a company or a life. I'm joined this morning by my friend Dale Reinschild. Dale is a master craftsman and a man of God. To me, he's something of a Bezalel. Dale is a true artist who not only works it, he teaches this craft to others. Where do you start once you've decided what you're going to make? I mean, walk us through the process of creating your work. How do you decide what it is you're going to do? How do you visualize it?
Well, I look for a need and a purpose and a use for a piece. And from there, I start to visualize it. And then I start to think about, again, how it's going to be used. I start to think about the materials. And the first thing that I do is that I put it down on paper and I make a sketch, a rough sketch. And then I make changes from my sketch and add different proponents to the article or the piece of furniture, mm-hmm. let's say, that I want to build. And from there, I then go to a measured drawing and do a measured drawing. And sometimes I'd even do that life size because it makes it more real and it's easier to make changes because you can actually see the proportions. And the proportions are also very important whenever you're designing something like that or visualize it. And you want to use good laws, rules of design, or good...
What about like selecting your materials? How do you know what to select for a certain project?
Well, there's so much wood to choose from. There's the regular cabinet woods like cherry and oak, walnut, mahogany, that are all proven cabinet woods that work great. But there are so many woods, and woods have such characteristics and color and strength that in certain projects you want to choose a certain species of wood for that task. For example, if it's a cutting board that you're making, you would want to use hard rock maple because it's tight grained, very dense to a knife, and food particles cannot get into the grain to cause bacterial growth or a health concern with that wood.
So it's an excellent detail has to fit the purpose of what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
What are some mistakes some people make as you go through the process?
Mistakes are not planning well. That's where the drawing comes in handy. Or sometimes it may be not using the tools correctly or in an unsafe manner or not designing the project to fit the tools. So it's a good idea to do that.
How do you know when you're finished? I mean, it sounds kind of obvious, but how do you know, like with a piece of writing that I'm working on, I just kind of tinker with it a lot, but how do you know when you're done?
Well, that's kind of hard. You always want to go back to it and do it just a little bit more. But when you're pleased with your work, you put your heart and soul into it, you know that you've accomplished the task that you want to obtain. The last step is usually finishing, and I say that finish usually makes or breaks it. The project, that's what people see, that's what people look for. And often with finish, in new furniture, people look at the finish and notice how nice it is, but they're not looking at the structure mm-hmm. underneath, and they'll buy it simply because of the finish. But in something that you build, you put your heart and soul into the materials, the construction, the joints, and with a nice finish on there, you've built something that won't last just maybe a decade, but it'll last a lifetime.
Some people want to take shortcuts, you're saying.
Yeah, take shortcuts.
Make it easy.
And always have polish and wax, because it's going to be something that's going to be passed on, and care for it.
The thing I observed in you, Dale, is that your work as a craftsman in woodwork and other materials, I think, drifts or feeds into your work at the church and the spiritual things you do. And that's important. In fact, it leads me to make some common observations about some things that Dale said. You notice he talked about that visualization and making that drawing. It reminds me of habit number 2 in The Habits of Highly Successful People by Stephen Covey. Begin with the end in mind. It starts with your imagination, the ability to envision in your mind what you can't presently see with your eyes. I mean, it's based on that principle that you create something twice, once in your mind and then the physical creation. And that takes time, and that takes clarity and vision. And then that part you talked about, Dale, choosing the material. You know, as you choose a team or whatever you're going to work through in your ministry or in your work, are you choosing someone that's like-minded with you? Are they willing to follow you? Are they workable? You know, just like some of the materials not workable for some of the things that Dale talked about, having the end in mind. So don't team up, the Bible says, with those who reject God. How can you make a partnership out of right and wrong? 2 Corinthians 6:14. So think about who you're partnering with. And then what we talked about, Dale said some of the mistakes people make are those shortcuts, perseverance. Samuel Johnson said, great works are performed not by strength, but by perseverance. I like what our Lord said about building. He said in Matthew 7:24-25, anyone who listens to my teaching and follows it is wise, like a person who builds a house on solid rock. Though the rain comes in torrents and the floodwaters rise and the winds beat against the house, it won't collapse because it's built on bedrock. Think about that, my friend, and go out there and build a project, or at least get something in your mind that you want to give, as Dale said, your heart and mind to. And then come back here next week and join me here. And in the meantime, go out there and be the person God created you to be. Dragged a comb across my head.